everybody. Welcome again to the Michigan Trails Report. I'm your host, Tom Funk, author of 50 Hikes of Michigan's Upper Peninsula, 50 Hikes on the North Country Trail, and you see me rabble-rousing on a lot of your hiking forums. How's everybody doing today? Hey, we're coming to you a little early this week. It's because I had a shoulder surgery, and I got PT going on, and I had some time, and so here we are. I thought you wouldn't mind. All right. Great to be back with you, talking trails once again. This podcast is brought to you by Gateway to Pictured Rocks Lodging and Germfast. This three-bedroom, two-bath sleeps eight comfortably and more if you like cots and sleeper couches. Centrally located between Escanaba, Marquette, the Sioux, and St. Ignace, they are less than an hour from both ends of Pictured Rocks and less than a mile from Sini National Wildlife Refuge. Check them out on VRBO.com and write this down on a scrap piece of paper. VRBO.com/980761. All right. We have some new content this week. Are you ready to get going? Let's get her started. Let's see. Let's do a North Country Trail segment of the week. And let's do Copper Peak to Black River Harbor. It's about a 7-mile hike through some really rooty and rocky terrain. It's rather level. The nice thing is you get to take in a whole mess of waterfalls. Now, this is located on the far west end of the Upper Peninsula. It's at the Black River Harbor Recreation Area. It's basically the road that takes you up to the mouth of the Black River. It's a wonderful drive up to Copper Peak, which is the world's tallest, largest flying ski hill. You park there, and you can hike from there, or just right up the mile, about a quarter mile or so, there's a little trailhead. There's no shuttle service or anything in the area, so if you have some folks that don't want to hike with you, have them drop you off and take in the scenery. Make sure to keep your eyes on your feet, because this is one heck of a trip hazard as you hike along. And you'll end up at the Black River Harbor, and you'll see one heck of a suspension bridge taking you across the harbor. Go across that up to the top of the next hill and look back south, and you'll be able to see one of the waterfalls. So it's a really nice hike. Plan on that if you are going to be up in the Porcupine Mountains Wilderness area. It's just a fantastic hike that I think a lot of people don't really know about. So that's the North Country Trail segment of the week, Copper Peak to Black River Harbor. All right, in the Trail Angels section this week, I'm going to have a couple of shuttle requests. However, I'm going to give you a tip here. As a former operator of a shuttle service on the North Country Trail, hey, I can tell you how folks avoided my services, because a lot of them would hitchhike, which is fine. And another way that I found that folks were getting around using a shuttle service was they would go to a local hotel the night before and arrange the hotel to spot them the following morning. That's kind of smart. So another option is to contact a local canoe livery, as they are in the business of moving in people around as well. And please, if you do this, if you get somebody to help you out, consider compensating anyone that does so. Something like a gift card to REI would be a nice gesture. So there are some creative ways to arrange your own spot other than hitchhiking or using two cars, especially driving up to the Western UP with two cars. That's just nuts, folks. If you ever need help finding a shuttle ride, you know, get a hold of me. I've still got a lot of connections up in that part of the woods. All right. Scrolling down. Trail conditions. Oh, boy, man. I'm telling you, this weather. The Upper Peninsula got some snow, just enough to continue the snowmobile trails in most places. I see some occasional reports of portions of trail that are closed. But Lower Peninsula, just a dusting, except for some spots around the Traverse City and Gaylord area. And so the skiing isn't all that great. So if you go to SkiMichigan.org or to MichiganSkiBlog.com, you're going to see not much going on, since there's not much snow in the Lower Peninsula. And I did post on the Trail Tales page the current situation with our snow depth. I got maps for the UP, Lower Peninsula, and Northern Lower Peninsula, and Southern Lower Peninsula, I guess. And again, there's a tutorial on the YouTube page that shows how you can use it. And check it out this week. I found some cool, pretty colors to use. Okay, so, yeah, let's hope for more snow. A new segment I haven't had in a while is alternative trails. And although we focus mostly on hiking trails, I've been occasionally been sprinkling in other kinds of trails as well, most notably snowmobile and ski trails. But have you ever heard of a birding trail? Birding trails aren't hiking trails per se, but a point-to-point trail that you can walk, hike, bike, canoe. But most people drive between bird-watching spots. So there are many birding trails in Michigan. One I'm very familiar with is in Barry County is the Thornapple Birding Trail. It takes you mostly to places you just get out of your car and observe birds. However, there are several hiking trails associated with this birding trail, such as the Otis Farm Bird Sanctuary, Warner Sanctuary, and Maher Sanctuary, and of course the Thornapple Trail in Middleville. So as we get into springtime, I'll highlight a few of these birding trails that have some hiking opportunities with them. All right, gearhead. Hey, let's talk binoculars. Binoculars are an item that a lot of people usually don't see with them when they're hiking. Those of us that like to observe wildlife will carry them with us. Backpacking, it's a little challenge because they're around your neck. They do weigh quite a bit. There are some smaller binoculars out there, but keep in mind that binoculars, the smaller they are, the more close the object that you're looking at has to be. So there's a magnification, and then there is also a field of view measurement. And you'll see numbers like 8 by 50 or 10 by 50 or 7 by 32. So that first number is magnification. The larger the magnification, the farther away you can see things. So like landscapes and things at great distances. The field of view is that second number. The larger the number, the wider the field of view. Now, think about it. If you have a 10 by 50, that's going to be a very high magnification, very wide field of view, which is great if you're looking for stuff in the distance. Not so great if you got a little Tweety bird right in front of you. In addition, you need to have a pretty steady hand with 10 by 50s because the larger the magnification, even the little motions in your hand will create wobbling effect, I guess, when you're looking through the lenses. So a lot of folks like myself will have two sets of binoculars, one's for close-up and one for looking into the distance. So if you ever want to get a pair of binoculars, I would highly recommend going to a decent camera store and talking to the folks there. Buying them online, there's just too many features with these binoculars, and they're expensive. So, you know, it's kind of like buying a pair of shoes, I guess. You know, go in, get fitted, learn about the product, find a decent camera store. And, that's what I've done. I don't think I've ever bought a pair of binoculars online. I've always gone into a store. So, and take them with you, on a hike, especially a shorter one where you're not so worried about weight. You can check out things at a distance. And going back to those birding trails, bird watching is a favorite activity with a lot of hikers, and I highly recommend getting a pair and taking up bird watching. Okay, this week in Facebook pages. All right, lots of stuff. Soon as the new year turned, a lot of these groups started putting programs on their Facebook pages. So let's run through some of them. The first one, West Michigan Hiking and Backpacking. They have a Nordhaus Dunes backpacking trip on Friday, January 20th. Northern Michigan Hiking and Backpacking, January 14th to the 17th, there's a Traverse City Annual Snowshoe Weekend. That sounds like a lot of fun. Spirit of the Woods, Saturday, February 11th. They have their Spirit of the Woods February hike. The Marquette Area North Country Trail Chapter. I keep hearing about things that they're doing, And then I found out, you know, you really have to get on an email list to find out what their events are. Because they don't really have, I don't think they even have an events tab on their page. And that's mac@northcountrytrail.org. Get on their mailing list. They have a lot of stuff going on. Grand Traverse County, weeknight hikes every weeknight, 7 p.m. Go on their page and check those out. Jordan River 45 Degree Chapter of the North Country Trail, they have on Saturday, January 21st, they have a Mansalona snowshoe hike, and that's going to take place Mansalona Road and Sand Lake Road ORV lot. And again, go on these pages and check out the gory details. I'm just kind of skimming through this stuff. Hiawatha Shorter Short Tractor, they have a lot of stuff upcoming. The most upcoming one is going to be the January 14th Hike the Hiawatha and Stomp the Park, Brevard Lake Road, 12 p.m. And going on to the North Country Trail community, they're also publishing that Mansalona snowshoe hike as well. And Trail Angels, I saw a shuttle request in the Mansalona Kalkaska area, and I also saw one at Pitchard Rocks. Now, there is a shuttle service at Pitchard Rocks, but apparently they can't conform to the schedule that the provider has. So check those out. See if you can help these folks out. Ski events. There's the one I've been pushing, the Mackinac Island, the Twilight Turtle Trek, February 6, 2023, hosted by the Mackinac Island State Park. So check that out. Classes and workshops, still got that two-day winter skills, February 4th and 5th in the Pigeon River State Forest. This is a free class, and it's offered by Michael Niger, who does a lot of stuff with the Sierra Club. So go on I think that one is advertised on the Michigan Hiking and Backpacking page. And there's an online program, Don't Get Ticked, February 8th, and that's being hosted by several of the North Country Trail organizations and the West Michigan Hiking and Backpacking page. It is online and it is free. Yeah, job posting for the full-time regional coordinator for Ohio and Pennsylvania is still up there. Check that out. It is going to be posted until January 15th. And if I didn't already have a dream job, I would definitely apply for that one. Events, still the same old events, Outdoor Rama, that is coming up February 21st to 23rd. Gosh, that's like barely more than a month away. Holy cow. Then the Quiet Water Symposium at Saturday, March 4th, Canucopia, March 10th to the 12th. And again, the Crucible, that event has sold out, and that is May 6th. Become a spectator. Okay, do-do-do-do-do. And let's see here. Got to find my little button. Hey, it's time for the reservation report. And I keep adding content. I've added some more stuff. And it isn't just permits anymore. And I got some new stuff for you, so pay attention. Pitchard Rocks is open for reservation Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. 35 of the 63 backcountry sites are still available. Even around Independence Day weekend, there are some of the more popular sites that are scooped up, but there's still quite a bit of availability. So it seems like after the hot and heavy first of the year, it slowed down quite a bit. But I'm guaranteeing you guys it's going to pick up. So if you're planning on going to Pitchard Rocks, get those reservations in. And remember, once Pitchard Rocks fills, people spill over to Grand Island. So if you're thinking of going to Grand Island this year but not Pitchard Rocks, get those reservations in because there are some sites that are filled on Memorial Day weekend. I'm seeing only two right now that are filled. That's Shelter Ridge and Freighter View. And there are 7 that are walk-up only. And that's pretty cool. So lots of availability on Grand Island. Bay Furnace, it's that campground that is just west of Munising. Hey, guys, I called it. I said watch the reservations on this page because they're going to get scooped up because the format may change. Well, that seems to have happened. They now have reservable sites and some that are non-reservable. So if you look at the site and look at Memorial Day weekend, about half of the reservable sites are currently booked. So if you're thinking of using Bay Furnace, you may want to get on it. 4th of July weekend, There were only three reservable sites left when I checked on Saturday. So, wow. Check that out. That happened pretty quick. There are still walk-up sites available on the 4th of July. So all of the above, Grand Island, Bay Furnace, Pictured Rocks, it's all on recreation.gov website, and they do have an app. I've been on both recently, and they are both working. State Park Campgrounds, Michigan DNR Reservation website. I randomly checked out a state park. This week it's Ionia State Park. Guess what? Modern campgrounds, they're all full. So, if you're thinking of a campground for the state park Memorial Day weekend, you know, I'm thinking a lot of these more popular parks are going to be pretty full. So, you're probably going to be looking for alternative camping opportunities. Backcountry camping is available. You can make reservations through the 4th of July weekend. Porcupine Mountains, at last check, 48 of the 64 sites are still available on Memorial Day weekend. So things have slowed down there as well as far as reservations are concerned. Still 25% have been reserved over the three-day Memorial Day weekend. And Independence Day weekend, well, that still looks wide open. But still, get out there, make those reservations. Craig Lake Backcountry, Memorial Day weekend, still plenty of availability, and plenty of availability on Independence Day as well. And Tequamanon Falls, yet again, give them a call. See how they want you to arrange backcountry sites because they don't have reservations on the website. And Isle Royale, you can make ferry arrangements to Isle Royale. Ranger 3 is the national park ferry, which goes out of Houghton. Their schedule is posted at nps.gov/ISRO, and you're going to go over to plan your visit and look for transportation options. The Isle Royale Queen, their schedule is open as well. Their website is isleroyale.com. They do one round trip per sailing date, and they go to Rock Harbor, and they go out of Copper Harbor, and they go to Rock Harbor and turn around and come back. And you can go on their website and check out their schedule. I kind of went over it last week. If you want to listen to last week's podcast, feel free to go and look at the schedule or listen to the schedule. Isle Royale Seaplane is also available. They fly every day between May 21st and September 16th. And they also have all these options going to Rock Harbor and Windigo. They even can go to, looks like they go to Grand Marais, too. So that's Grand Marais, Minnesota. And the new one I added this week is the Sea Hunter and the Voyager. And both the Sea Hunter and Voyager are 65-foot twin diesel vessels that do passenger service to Isle Royale and operates between Grand Portage, Minnesota, and Windigo on the southwest end of the island. There's day trip and overnight visits that they offer, and they are circumnavigating the island as well on a schedule. So that's pretty cool that you can, look at their schedule, and if you need to move around the island, take advantage of that. Now, the thing is, they have a complex schedule and routing system that would take me 20 minutes to interpret. So just go to their website, which is isleroyaleboats.com. Isle Royale Lodges at Rock Harbor, the housekeeping cabins, water taxi, and the limited hours of the trading post are between May 26th and the 8th of September. However, they go full-time at the trading post on June 8th, as long as opening up the lodge, doing tours, and food service. So if you're thinking of going to Isle Royale on Memorial Day weekend and going to lodge and having a beer afterwards, ain't happening. They don't open up the restaurant until June the 8th. And finally, Soil Trails are officially open. They are mostly up and running, especially in the western end of the UP. I see some occasional trail closures more of the eastern end. They still have enough snow. I read the Facebook pages, and they're kind of grumbling about keeping the conditions up, but they are usable. And let's see. I always have to look for these things. There we are. Yeah, these little sounds are kind of cool. All right, so weather forecast. Well, Marquette temps are going to hover just at or below freezing, so most of the snow should last, and it doesn't look like any big big cold air systems in the near future to kick in the lake effect, so make the best of the snow we have up there. Grand Rapids, oh man, it's just depressing. That dusting of snow won't last with these temperatures hovering right at and above freezing. So I'm predicting yet another year where winter doesn't get going until late January and lingers well into May, usually snowing as late as Mother's Day. You all know what I'm talking about. Don't go into denial. It's looking that way. We're going to have a late winter this year. All right. So there's your reservation report. And I want to thank again my friend Adam Main for providing this wonderful music to our podcast. I'm still checking those stats, and I'm still hovering around 800 regular listeners. And, you know, you can see it. It's right there on your phone. It says follow. Do me a favor. Click it. Click the follow button. It does me a lot of good. Thanks again to our sponsor, Gateway to Pictured Rocks. And if you're interested in sponsoring a show or a segment of the show, check out my Patreon account. And let's get ready to end the show with a quote. This one comes from Henry David Thoreau. Wildness is the preservation of the world. All right, thanks for joining us. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Tom's Trail Tales, which covers the Great Lakes, and Tom Funk's Worldly Adventures, which covers the rest of the planet. And yeah, I'm on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram, Tom's Worldly Adventures, and I'll put the transcript in my Substack, which is thomasfunk.substack.com. And if you're on All Trails, follow me, Thomas Funk. And my Patreon account is patreon.com/TomFunk. All right, thanks a lot, you guys. Thanks for listening. And we will pray for some snow and see you next week.